Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Here I Am, a podcast that embraces the changes of the world and within, bringing you back to who you really are. I'm Anna East, and thank you for being here too.
Hi, everybody. Okay, so if you're still listening, if you've managed to get onto this episode, this is my third attempt at getting the audio and everything to work on my end. So I'm not sure what technical difficulties we had, but I think this one will hopefully finally work. And we'll see if we can get Jeff on board, our guest as well, so that we can all be on the same page and we can have this episode go down. Anyway, okay, so welcome to episode 4 of the Here I Am podcast. So the music that you just heard is called Look at Us Now by Kylie Odetta. If you listen through the rest of the episode, I'll play the rest of the song at the end. Now, each week, I choose new music to feature, so if you'd like to submit your own music to be featured in the podcast, I'd love to hear it. And why did I choose this song? Well, each week, I like to choose a song that sets up the energy for the podcast, a song that that both grounds us and inspires us. And this song reminded me of my friendship with Jessica Lay, our guest for the evening. Or for the morning, if you're listening from the other side of the world. Jess and I will be talking about our own personal journeys of finding our voices and learning to trust them. So, grab a cup of tea and settle in. Later on, you can call in and become a part of the conversation too. So, this might just be the medicine we all need. So, before I bring Jess on board, I just want to thank Be Unique Magazine for sponsoring this podcast. Be Unique is an incredible magazine that I have both written for and volunteered with to bring grounding, inspiring, and world-changing ideas to readers all over the world for free. So if you'd like to check it out, visit BUNEKE.org to find out more. Now, Be Unique magazine also has a fantastic podcast on Thursday nights called Unscripted with Mary Brotherton, and they bring guests on from the actual magazine to talk about more in depth about their articles, what they're doing, and what they're leading in their own lives. It's a really cool podcast as well. On the same thing here, Blog Talk Radio, also on iTunes, Apple, all that sort of stuff. This episode's topic is really exciting and invigorating for me to think about because it's literally the whole reason why I started this podcast. I started it because I wanted to find my voice. That's something I've been cultivating for years. But trusting it, now that's something new. Finding it was easy, or not easy. Finding it was not easy, but finding it was the first step. Trusting it is the second step. It's what I had lacked before. I was so filled with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, and letting any sort of criticism or negativity about my thoughts, passions, and ideas shut me right up. But in my journey, I see that I had something special all along. With this conversation, my dear friend Jess and I hope to inspire us all, both, and all of you who are listening, to trust yourselves, trust your ideas, and trust that you are the one who needs to see them through. So, who is Jessica Lay? Well, before I tell you about who she is, I'm going to check and make sure that she got onto this episode as well, because we are having so many technical difficulties. So, give me just about 5-10 seconds, and I'm going to see that, make sure she's on here too. One moment. All right. Let's see. Okay. So if you're still listening in here, I'm just making sure that Jess is on board with me and she's figuring it out on her end. So while she's figuring that out, I will tell you who Jess is to me. So to me, Jess is a world traveler, a kind, supportive friend that listens and holds space for whoever needs it and looks past superficial things to see people for who they really are. Jess is a professional dancer, actress, and is beginning her career in producing children's television. You can definitely join Jess on her travels, her thought processes, and her creative pursuits through her highly entertaining YouTube channel called Just Jess. I really recommend it. She's so much fun to watch. And Jess and I met briefly, actually, first in 2015 in Tokyo, and then we were brought back together to work in 2018 to work at Tokyo Disneyland. And I've always felt a special connection with Jess, and as I was learning to find my voice, she's always let me speak without judgment. So, without further ado, let's see if she's on board here, and I will bring her on in just a moment. She's a beautiful, golden human being, so I want her to be here to talk with me, too.
Okay. Let's see. All right.
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to help Jess get herself back on here. I'm going to re-invite her to the podcast. One moment. Let's see here. Jess, Galay, you guys are going to hear the whole process in action for the podcast as I literally am on air. Okay. Oh, I don't know what's happening here. Okay, I'm going to send this invitation. All right, so I'm going to tell her. Hi, Jess. So what I'm going to do is I just re-sent the link. Okay, let's just see. All right, so sorry about the pause. I'm just typing to Jess to get her back on this episode. Let's see, this guy's sync. Okay, so the number, and this is actually the same number that you all are going to call if you want to call in and talk to us later on. It is 516-418-5651. Okay. So we're going to have her call in that way, and I think that'll be the better option for us tonight. And thank you all for bearing with me if you're listening in. This, technology, it is what it is. It does what it does. And happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. All right, let's see if Jess can call in here. Okay. Let's see. We're just going to wait for her. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about the finding your voice topic while we wait for Jess to connect with us. So finding your voice, why is it important for me, for you as well? Well, maybe the reason why you're listening in is because you were actually curious about maybe clarifying your own voice or gaining confidence in your voice. And that is something that I've been focusing on for a really long time. I actually took a couple notes down of my personal journey just to think about and reflect on my journey of how I found my voice and how I've gotten to the point where I am now, where I'm literally hosting a podcast. So, so my personal journey, the first time I guess I started to use my voice, more so than just in with my friends, with my family, was actually at 12 years old, I entered a speech contest. And the speech contest was in front of my entire elementary school. Okay, so I was 12. I was a sixth grader, so I was, the high hog, the top of the roost. But I still was, not very confident in speaking in front of a bunch of people. But I had a really cool speech that I'd written about performing and dancing, which I felt very, very, of course, passionate about. So I won the speech contest for my entire school, and I went to the next level. But I chickened out, and I didn't do a very good job at the regional level because I just felt all of the judgmental parents of all the other children staring at me, and I just got into my own head, and I got so nervous and was tripping all over my words, right? That was my first experience about using my voice in front of lots of people. But I had been dancing my whole life, so I was used to performing. I was used to physically performing, but I wasn't necessarily used to speaking in front of people. But when I was, I must have been 14 years old, I started doing my first acting roles. My first one was actually I was hired to be an extra on a set when I was about 14 years old. and it was a zombie film, and they had me step in for an actor that had basically not a no-show, just didn't show up that day. So they had me step in for that person instead. And I said my first line on camera, but oh my gosh, I was shaking. I was like, me? Who, me? This is my first time ever speaking on film. Never had an acting class, only was a dancer, that sort of thing, right? So then I realized, like, that was the first time I had to, again, say things out loud, you know, which is quite frightening when you're not used to using that that muscle and that skill. And so fast forward to college. I had been acting for a little while at this point, but I was told by somebody that I wasn't a good storyteller. And so I wanted to prove them wrong because I was like, what do you mean I can't tell stories? Like that, you know, it was something that it had been a challenge because they told me this and I wanted to prove them wrong. So I took the screenwriting class. Turns out I actually loved it. I love screenwriting, and I still, to this day, that's actually a huge passion of mine. I'm taking writing classes now in school again this next year. I'm very excited about it, and I feel like some of my best film work has been through my screenwriting and my screenplays. So I felt, you know, at that point, that was my first step of kind of, you know, writing my own things. And so then from there, I started writing for Be Unique magazine, and they started accepting my work on articles, and I had a little blog for a little while. I started to say that, you know, as I was acting, as I was performing, I was like, you know what, I really like telling my own stories. I want to tell stories that are important to me and relate to what I feel and I'm passionate about, you know. And I was auditioning for all of these short films and all these projects that didn't feel like they aligned with me. It didn't feel like the characters were part of a story that I felt compelled to tell myself. So that's when I realized, okay, maybe I need to shift something here. And I decided to pursue filmmaking, basically just kind of say, not totally goodbye to acting, but to basically focus all of my energy onto filmmaking instead, because I was like, clearly I have something to say here and I need to figure out a way to say this. And writing was definitely a start, but I my brain is so visual and so musically driven that I needed something else to tell these stories with. So I went to filmmaking and I started putting stuff out. I started making YouTube videos. I started doing anything and everything that I could related to me making my own work. And it felt so good for me to put things out. But what happened was I was putting stuff out that I truly believed in, but was also somewhat, for lack of a better way of saying it, it was a little bit controversial. It was things about the environment. It was things that, you know, at that time were much more controversial even than today. I think even now people are much more aware. Let's see where Jess is at.
Okay.
So pause on my conversation here, my little story time. I'm going to make sure Jess can get on this episode so we can bring her on and see her point of view.
Okay. Just going to give her one more. Okay.
So it looks like Jess has called the right number, but it's not calling in. So Jess, if you can see a phone number at the top of the episode, if you can hear me right now, go ahead and call that number. The same thing that any callers can call in from. Try that phone number. So I will get back to my story, but while we figure this whole thing out, I'm going to put on a little ad to give you guys a little bit of a mental break from Be Unique. Well, I'll give a message from the Be Unique organization. So here it goes. Nothing.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
Okay, you guys. So finally, I think we got Jess on the line. Okay, so I'm just going to finish up the rest of the story really quick, and we'll bring her on. This has been the technical episode from HELL, if you ask me. But we are making it through. We are showing our perseverance. We're going to make this work. Okay, so I'm just going to fast forward to the end of this story. I started making work. People were criticizing my work with the environmental ideas that I had, and so I stopped making things. I let other people stop me from making the stuff I wanted to make. Looking back at all of that footage and all those videos I made, I'm still proud of them. I still believe in them. I still believe in what I had to say. So meaning that I let the haters basically stop me. So I took a couple years to myself, traveled a bit, saw the world, learned a lot about myself, and I realized just a month ago when I was visiting Jess, who was going to come on the call, that I was feeling uncertain in my own voice. And from that point forward, I realized I needed to force myself to use my voice and to trust my voice and to find my own worth within what I had to say, because the only person that's going to say the things that I want to say is me. So without further ado, let's get Jess on the line. Jessica Lay. Here she is.
Hello. Jess. Can you hear me?
Hi. I can hear you.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Wow.
That was intense.
Oh, my heart. You can hear my heart racing right now.
Yes. Yes.
I was already so nervous to get on here. And on top of everything.
Yep.
But yes, we're here. As you were.
We are
here. Hi, everyone.
Everybody, this is Jessica Lay, that person that I introduced to you, the person that's an amazing YouTuber, the person who is a most supportive friend that's traveled the world. That's her. And Jess, on my end, I can hear a bit of a choppy sound, but we're going to hope that it works its way out. Can you hear that too?
Okay. No, I can't.
Okay. All right. Cool. It goes in and out. I think it's just a connection thing. But let's get into the actual the meat of this episode.
The
point of the whole episode. Oh my gosh. So this is so funny. I feel like we need to take a deep breath together, and then we can get into the episode.
Yes, please. Okay, breathe in.
So everybody that's listening too, take a much better. Okay, and because it is Cinco de Mayo here in America, my dad made me a margarita, so I'm just gonna sip that right now.
Amazing, please. I need one right now.
That's what we needed. Okay. All right, everybody. So it's kind of funny. I think it's really ironic that this is the podcast about finding your voice. And literally every way that the technology could have stopped us from finding our voice on this episode has happened.
Truly.
So I will say that, we're persevering. It's like it's a life metaphor. We have to continuously keep trying and not let anything bring us down.
Exactly. Repetition.
Yeah, I will say that's kind of funny. You've called in, and the number that's called in on your side is 111-111-111-111.
Wow.
Which 111 is like my good number, so it means that we need to do this anyway. Okay, so finding your voice. What does it mean to you, Jess, to find your voice? What does it mean?
What does it mean? I think finding my voice is knowing that people want to hear me, people see me, and I'm validated. That's what it means to use my voice, my voice seen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, and it's, I'm human, still learning, still struggling with it. I think it's recently, having met you and being surrounded by so many amazing people who make me feel comfortable, my most self, that's what's helping me find my voice. I think the people around me, because I think I'm someone who loves to be surrounded by a lot of people and to be validated constantly. We all do, but yeah, that's been helping me a lot to find my voice.
Yeah, and just seeing that your voice is worthy and like people do want to hear it. And you know, it's interesting is like the flip between. You know that we all want the validation from other people of like, is what I'm saying relevant? Is it resonating with other people? Are they interested in what I have to say? And then it's funny because like on the flip side, it's like you also have to figure out like what it is that you want to say and be so confident in it that when people don't want to hear it, if you feel so intrinsically right that you need to say it, like that you say it anyway. But it's like it's such a journey of I think growing up and one just realizing what is important to you and then being courageous enough to share it with people because it can be scary at first.
Absolutely, and believing in yourself as well.
Yeah. So I found these really awesome notes on www.girlsgonestrong.com, and the author's name is Chrissy King, but she talks about the difficulty in finding your voice due to fear. Like oftentimes we have such a hard time finding our voice and finding what we want to talk about just because of the fear that we have. So she said, where do you start with finding your voice? Well, she suggests asking yourself, what am I passionate about? So thinking about what we're passionate about. So Jess, what are you passionate about?
I am passionate about filmmaking, in particular children's entertainment. That is what I'm really passionate about, and listening to little ones. Yeah, and finding our inner child. Yeah, that's what I'm passionate about. Passionate about a lot of things.
Finding our inner child. Yeah,
at
the moment, like, what have you been compelled to talk about and create with people? Like, what have you been thinking about? Like, you really just feel like speaking right now.
I've really been thinking about creating a new children's television show that focuses on the mental health of kids and growing up in a safe environment that where you can just be yourself and. Yeah, because I feel like growing up, I'll give so many memories as children that can like impact you later in life. So I think like having a really good childhood is really important. And yeah, I also like with my love of dance and performing as well, like trying to combine all of them together. But even after, you know, performing for a while and also, you know, having my bachelor's degree, my university degree, I still feel like I'm not good enough to create that, to create like what I've got visualized inside my head. Like it's having those ideas validated and the fear of like rejection or, you know, like how do you, struggling to follow that voice, you know, like I've got it inside me, but trying to express that has been pretty difficult. But I think, just finding that self-confidence and the having that belief in myself that I can complete it no matter what, you know. I think at the end of the day, if you're like really passionate about it, you know, like it doesn't really matter, like what it takes to get there, like you will not accept failure. And you interpret feedback for that, and you know, even if no one else believes you.
I saw something on that same article that was talking about how having like accepting that, okay, if what you want to say is so strong that even if you're afraid to say it, like, let the actual idea or let the passion that you have for it, like, drive through even though you're scared. But she had some other questions that I really liked that I kind of want to ask you because I just think it's like, something we can both answer for ourselves. It's like, what are the things I'm scared to say? Like, what are the things that you're scared to say about, you know, what you're passionate about? Like, what, you know, when people ask you things, like, you're not sure about saying it because, like, what if they judge it? What if they don't like it? What if they think that you're dumb? What if they think that you're, you know, whatever the thing is, like, whatever your fear is? Is there anything, like, that would come up for you?
Something I wanted to, I think it's, for me, it's not something that I want to say, but I think it's more something that I want to do. So, like, curing a new skill, like, starting acting, you know? Like, there's that fear. It sounds to say out loud, they're like, oh, I'm too old. I've ran out of time. But I'm only 23, you know? Like, it's that talk. It's the talk in my head that sort of pushes me back. But actually writing these out recently and finding what I'm actually saying to myself, like, I'm actually in my own way. Like, I need to get out of my own way and path. But yeah, I think for me it's things that I want to pursue. What about you? What's something that you
About me? Okay. Well, let's see. I think one thing that was really interesting is that I kind of I've really been working through a lot of these things recently, which is why even I'm still doing this podcast, is that I'm very passionate about the environment. I'm very passionate about like helping save like the natural world and things like that. But I'm also very passionate about connecting with ourselves and like being an open heart and being open to each other. And like it's hard for all humans to just be open and vulnerable and honest with each other and to let them see each other. And some people have a bit easier time, but like for me, that's always been like a work in progress where I'm constantly seeing that I'm trying to work on this thing of opening myself up and having deeper connections with people and better conversations and being truthful, because it's like that's the life for me that's worth living. So that's the stuff I'm passionate about. But if you would have asked me that a while back, I probably could have told you about the environmental stuff and been fearful that, you know, whoever I'm talking to might not have been accepting of the ideas that I had. But even on like the spiritual or inner side of things, like that's the stuff that I was really afraid to talk about. And there's so many levels of stuff that I think it's really healthy for people to talk about. Even like things that are more taboo is of like having a positive relationship with your own like sexuality and your sensuality, like that kind of stuff. That's the stuff I haven't even really gotten to yet, because I'm like, that's the stuff where yes, we all think about it, we all deal with it, but it feels so personal and so private, you know. But I do think it's really important, and I think it's a big part of our lives as well, and it interweaves itself like through the rest of our life. But I think like I had a moment last week where I revisited an old film project that was, it's basically a narrative about a little girl helping the environment, right? And going back to it, I'm like, oh my gosh, these were really good ideas I had. Like, that me 2 years ago, even though I still made it and I personally really believed in it, I was so concerned and so worried of what other people would think about it. And revisiting it now, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is such, like, I had good ideas and I had important ideas, and in a way I let people quiet me down again. You know, I was quieting down my own passion and my own voice to accommodate other people or to out of fear that they would judge me, when it's like, this is the stuff that needs to be made. And that now me, older me, is like, oh my goodness, Anna, like, I wish I was there to tell you to keep going, you know? I wish I was there to tell you to keep doing it. And now I'm here and I'm doing it. I'm actually picking it back up and running with it again. But it's like, yeah. And now it's like, so I'm working with somebody, a composer, to finish off some of the music for it. And if I had met him 2 years ago, I wouldn't have been ready to talk to him about it. Like, I wouldn't have been confident enough in my ideas. As to where this time, I'm like, although he's more experienced than I am, and he's been working professionally longer than I have in film and everything, I feel confident in that my ideas and that what I have to say is not something that can be taught in film school or in by working in a business. It's like it's an idea and it's an expression of an important value, you know? So, yeah. So that's kind of like
wow.
Where I'm at now. It's like,
that's
like the trusting yourself, you know? And like the other questions this woman had asked Chrissy King was, am I fearful that I won't communicate my feelings well? Am I worried that I don't have enough expertise? Am I dealing with imposter syndrome? And I feel like that's so much of, you know, what we do. I think you and I have talked about imposter syndrome and that we don't have enough expertise, even though we do, to at least start and learn. And yeah.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, like, as performers, like, we're all, always compared to, you know, and so you always have these moments.
That's so true.
Of, like, it's like a timeline almost where you're like, oh, like, I need to be at this certain level by this age, or I need to have done this many things by this age sort of thing, or by this time.
Yeah, right. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You're just inspiring so many, like, ideas in me. But the whole point about being a performer like that, that's probably a big point, too, of kind of, I feel like it's often that performers feel that you're never quite enough.
Yeah.
And that, like, the things that you want to do is, like, up to somebody else, not always necessarily up to you.
Absolutely. It's why you sort of validate yourself by how many jobs you've done, how many contracts, how many auditions you've gone through, you know?
Right. Wow.
At the end of the day, it's literally just someone's opinion. It's the time. It's the timing of it. It's not you at all. And it's being able to sit with that failure. You know, we label it failure, but really it's just feedback, and it's pushing you in the direction where you should be. And I think receiving that sort of rejection and stuff is something that's really scary. Like, even though I'm pretty lucky, I haven't had too much, like, failure, if you label it that, in my life, but I've always been anxious about it, you know, like, I don't know why, like, I'm sort of like apologetic for my presence.
Yeah.
Almost.
Wow.
To get feedback.
I've
been doing
I've been there, you know, I've been on that side too. Like, you almost feel like apologetic, like, sorry, I'm taking up space, sorry, I'm here. And it's like,
yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, you are just as valid to be there as the next person. Like, just because they're in that position now does not mean they're any better than you, any higher than you as on a human being level, you know? And I wish that we were taught that a bit more, is that, like, although, yes, people have done things that make them more experienced in certain areas, it's like, in my opinion, this is my worldview opinion, is that we're not above the other person. And so it's like having that inner confidence. I mean, I've worked so hard to have, like, what confidence I do have now, and I'm still working on it. It's like, I just want to, like, keep, like, telling you and your work and everything of, like, you are meant to be there. You are just as important as everyone else. Your ideas are just as good as everyone else's. Like, and nobody else will have the same idea as you. And it might be similar or something, but it won't be the way that you've imagined it. And if you don't put it out there, then it won't ever get out there, you know? But
absolutely,
we're so good at
building other people up, because we see each other struggle in others, and we're like, you know, we want the best for everyone else and to build them up. But when it comes to ourselves, our best and worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, so before we get to the next like point of the conversation, because we've got about 20 minutes left, I wanted to let anybody, if they want to call in and talk to us too, please do call in, and we'll leave about 15 minutes at the end that we can talk to anybody who's listening if they've still followed us to this version of the episode. but otherwise, back to what we were talking about. So like the second part of that, of like finding your voice, of like what you're passionate in, and it sounds like you've found what you want to talk about. I've found kind of, you know, what I want to talk about, still exploring that. It's just now how to trust it. Yeah. I feel like that's where we're both at, is like how to trust what we want to say. Did you have a thought on that?
Coming back to like at the very first question about what does it mean to find my voice,
mm-hmm.
it comes down to, you know, getting away from people or talk, or just removing yourself as much as possible from people that will tear you down or anything that will get in your way. And that includes yourself, you know. Sometimes you need to get out of your own way.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And just
yep.
listen. Yeah, and, you know, it's good to sometimes sit in that sort of emotion of self-doubt and everything, but, you know, you need to, like, get out of your way and do it. And I think also just repetition. Like, if it's something that you want to, you need to just keep following it, you know, and it doesn't matter after how many rejections or, you know. And then it comes with like, do not take no as an answer. Like if this is something you feel like compelled to do, something that's pulling you, you need to, these all things sound easier said than done, but really that simple.
Oh, well, it's true though.
It's like
me talking to my younger self. I'm just like, I know that you wouldn't have listened to me because you were in a different mindset and you hadn't built that self-confidence yet. But it's like, if I can give anybody like a piece of like any advice from trying and failing and trying and failing and letting people stop me from doing what I felt compelled to do and pulled to do, like you were just saying, like, it's just that if you feel that strong thing that this is what you need to bring and birth into the world, like, you need to keep going with that. Like, you need to keep following it. And even though there's going to be no's, it doesn't mean everything's going to be a no.
Absolutely.
And that's even like, I had a talk with somebody yesterday about how I had wanted to do intuitive dance classes at a festival. And I had it all set up. It was all scheduled to do it at this festival that I was at last year. And every time I went to go teach the class, the stage of the festival basically turned me away because somebody else was in charge, and it was this whole thing where I basically didn't get to teach the class all week that I had been looking forward to teaching, and I let it stop me. I didn't try after that. Like, I didn't try and do it again, even though it's something that I would love to do. And so I had a talk with somebody yesterday, and it kind of came up, and she's like, well, when you're able to again, she's like, if you're able to even to do it in a, like a socially distant or online way, she's like, you need to do that. She's like, you need to do that thing that brings you joy. And even if, you know, it doesn't work out one way, like, keep trying. People need this, you know. She had, like, affirmed for me, like, people need this sort of thing. They need a chance to explore and have fun with their bodies and dance and, you know, all that stuff. And it was like, I let, again, somebody stop me all those years ago. I got discouraged because I felt like I wasn't worth it. Or I wasn't worth their time to teach this class, because it was my first time I'd be teaching it. And so I was like already so nervous, you know, but it's something to this day that I want to do.
Wow, that's crazy because I was, sorry.
Oh no, please.
I was going to say, it's crazy because I look at you and I don't see that side at all. Like, I don't see the self-doubt or anything. Like, your Insta story, like, you're dancing and everything. Like, it's so inspiring. Like,
well,
you inspire
why I did
me
that?
To be.
The dancing was because I felt my whole life when I was dancing and training that I moved differently from other people in my dance school. And I felt awkward, and I had, like almost like a compliment but not compliment from one of the teachers one time that was, like, she was complimenting everyone. She's like, you're very modern. And I was like, But modern isn't cool. Modern isn't what people want right now. Like, you know, what modern wasn't the cool thing to be. And so I was like, oh, shoot, that just means I'm quirky and weird. And I thought it was a bad thing at that point. And then over the years, I realized, like, I loved dancing for me. And I wanted to show people that it was, like, okay to be that weird, you know, like to not be perfect and to dance anyway. And I did it because it was, like, a scary thing for me to do. But I was, like, pushing myself to keep doing it.
Wow.
So it's like, yeah. I know. Oh, but that actually brings me to a point that I have here on my notes. For that same website, she says, like, here's some things that will free you from what other people will think, you know, in quotation. And it's like the first thing is acknowledge that there will be discomfort. Yeah, just acknowledge there will be discomfort, whether it's between you and someone else or within yourself. Like, that's just something that's going to happen. And that's okay. Like, just make peace with that. But it's going to be just uncomfortable. But go for it anyway,
yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was, I'm just looking up on my wall now. I've actually written out, there was some amazing TED Talk sometime that I watched, and it was like 5 steps to, it was sort of put into perspective, like, compared to how much you thrive, like, it was like a pie chart, like, you first learn something, you experiment with it, you perform it, you struggle, and struggle is usually, like, the thing that takes up the most work, and then you thrive, so it's kind of like an iceberg, like, you know, you see the thrive and on the top, and then underneath you see the learning, experimenting, the struggling, all of that, and that's how I've been thinking of it recently, no matter what you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, I want to listen to that TED Talk.
Yeah. I'll link
that's cool. I like that. Yeah, like just accepting, like you're going to struggle. It's like, that's kind of how it goes. And it goes with more points of what she had said too. I wrote them down. It says like, give people the space to grow and change, like while you're doing this new thing and while you're saying this thing that they might not be so, you know, they might not be used to it at first, but maybe you're the reason that will cause them to grow and change, and they need you to say that, you know, in order for them to grow too. And then to also accept that they will disagree. But I feel like when we are authentic and truthful, then all that we're going to do is, even if people do fall away or, like, say online, we lose followers, we lose subscribers, we lose people that are listening to our podcast. But what will happen is the people that want to take the journey with you and they want to support you, and they're seeking that kind of, like, learning as well, like, they're going to hop on, and then you're going to have a more supportive community, you know, like the thriving bit. That's what I feel like the thriving is.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I love how you've been mentioning
confidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I want to say, if anybody still wants to call in, I don't know if anyone has refound this episode because it's probably a totally different length and a different place now. But we've got about, we've got 15 minutes left in total, actually even less than that, because I'll be playing the rest of that song at the end. Jess, is there anything else you want to, like, talk about or note on while we've still got some time?
Earlier when we were talking about how to build up that self-confidence. So in the performing sort of realm of things or anything, you know, no one will believe in you unless you do. So, like, I was thinking, like, if you want to get into, like, a new job or new company, I feel like when you walk in, like, the people will see that you believe in yourself, and people will believe you too. Like, I think if you believe in it, everyone will follow in it, no matter how crazy no matter how out there it is. Like, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that
people
is so
will jump
true.
On.
I feel like that's, like, a law of the universe.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to believe in it yourself, and you have to be excited about it.
Exactly. People will at least try to believe in you then, you know, but if you're hesitant about it and, you know, people
right.
also...
Like, if you're wishy-washy, then they'll be like...
Yeah.
And it's like, it's kind of like a, I don't know if I've got like the tail edge of like a metaphor for this, but like it makes me think about the same way, like if you were to show up to a job interview and you didn't take care of yourself, like if you didn't brush your teeth, you didn't wear something that was, you know, at least nice, that represented your best self sort of thing, if you didn't comb your hair or whatever, and if you walked in with slumped shoulders, say that you're wearing, you know, the wrinkly clothes, unbrushed teeth, that sort of thing, and you walk in and you're like, hey, can I have a job? Like, that, it's like people just see right through that, and they don't want to track that to them. But if you were to, you're the same human being, but if you were to put on a nice outfit, comb your hair, brush your teeth, put your shoulders back, and walk in there and say, hey, can I have a job? Like, the difference that will happen for you is like, and that's just that bit of care for yourself, that bit of like self-respect, you know, to put yourself together for that moment. I feel like a really simplified version of believing in yourself enough, you know, and like that will
absolutely,
other people will go along with what you're saying a bit easier, even if some people disagree. You know, not everyone
absolutely
is going to be on your wavelength.
Disagree. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, how does, I'm curious about, like, how you feel, like, when you put your stuff out on YouTube, like, what does it make you feel like? Because I feel like, for me, every time I put something up, I'm like, oh, my God, what are people going to think? Like, what does it feel like for you? Because you do it all the time.
Yeah, well, I think when I first started a YouTube channel, I didn't really want to tell anyone about it. Because, yeah, it was like, oh, this is, because it was the real me, you know, people were seeing a side of me that they might not see. And, I feel like when I meet new people now and I show people my YouTube channel, like, this is it. Like, if you don't like my YouTube or you don't, you know, this is everything. And
yeah.
I feel like I'm someone who's always been the best with, putting words together and in the moment sort of thing. So even right now, like being on a live podcast, like this is a huge thing for me to be talking live, but putting videos together, putting that on the internet, like that's a great way for me to package how I'm feeling in that moment and to fully express myself through film and through editing and music. And being able to make people feel a certain way, like that's been the goal for my YouTube channel. And recently when I did the collaborative dance video, having that sort of community and bringing people together and just the reactions, the way it made people feel, like that's pretty cool, like getting that.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
what
Yeah,
I feel like your
YouTube
is like, yeah, it's like my here I am. Like, this is like you saying, this is me. This is who I am. This is, you know, like, and you're leaving it all out there.
Yeah.
Like, I love it, though. That's like you being authentic and you, that's you stepping into your voice, like the epitome of it. Yeah.
Yeah, and like, I get so many ideas on the daily of projects that, it can get quite overwhelming and thinking like, oh, like it's already been done, like YouTube's so saturated with content. But there's actually a lot of just channels out there, but yeah, there's no one out there, I think.
But you're the best one. No, but there's no one like you, exactly. And your humor and your timing and like this, you're so gifted with what you do, like, in a way that's totally you. Like, I could never try to recreate what you do because it's you being you, you know? I love it. I think it's so brave. It's so good. And, like, people love it because it lets them feel more like they can be themselves too, you know? Like, they're inspired by you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think
it's
at the the beginning as well. When I was in Japan, I just started off my YouTube channel, and my friend Hannah, who you
mm-hmm.
know, she also
yes.
doing YouTube. And when she started, she also started liking my videos. Like, we were just friends and stuff. But, like, oh, my God,
yeah.
like, Hannah's, like, I look up to Hannah. I'm very inspired by her filmmaking, and
mm-hmm.
that was sort of what helped to even further break me out of my shell as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now, but it's been, that was just what I needed to then just, oh, okay, cool. Just keep following that and, yeah, see what happens. But what you were saying, I don't know how long time, just another quick little thing I wanted to add.
Just
what
a
you
couple
said
more, yeah,
earlier
couple
about, then we're good. Oh, cool. About when you were saying finding what you want to talk about and the environment stuff, I also
mm-hmm.
got reminded that I also, with my YouTube videos, I want to create more community and bringing
mm.
the collaborative sort of side of things and being able to share a message with the help of others. I think that's
yeah.
what I wanted, especially during a time like this in a global pandemic when we're all sort of feeling
yeah.
going through, experiencing it differently, but, you know, it. I think...
Yep.
Yeah,
community is huge. Community is huge if we can
yeah.
create it right now. We're all craving it.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, guys, if you want to watch Jess's YouTube, both her YouTube and her Instagram are listed down below in the description of this episode, as well as my Instagram and my YouTube, too, if you want to connect with us and see what we do in normal life. And Jess, Miss Jess, looks like we are almost out of time here. So I just want to say thank you so much for talking with me today. Thank you for going through this whole thing with me of the most technical difficulties ever, and we still made it happen and we still made it work, even though it's a little different from what we thought it might be. I think we still had a really great conversation.
Oh, me too. Honestly, I wouldn't want to have gone through this with anyone else. You are just hearing your voice makes me feel, I feel so calm right now and just so, I can't stop smiling as always.
It's
yeah.
like, it's like I can trust that, yeah, we can say anything to each other and to the world. Like, as long as we're with each other, we're good to go. We good. We got
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got the team.
Oh, well, thank you, everybody, for listening so much and for supporting us. Next week, we'll all be talking about why it's important to embrace all that we are, the good, the bad, the ugly, the amazing. We'll talk about all that next week. But I'm wishing you all health during this time, moments of joy, and please have a dance party for Jess and I both this week. Please do, and tag me in it on Instagram.
Yes!
And after listening, I hope that you feel just a little more like the true you. And with that, I'm going to play the rest of the song. And thank you again, Jess. I love you to pieces. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Anna. I love you so much. Mwah.
All right. Go follow your voices. Mwah.
We're in the middle of it. Magic all around us. I knew one day we'd touch the sun. Our dreams before us. Look at us. for us. Nothing to hold us back. You showed me we are limitless. Look at us now, look at you shine, when I come in down, don't wanna close my eyes, look at